freezing out.
Come on, it's not that cold.
Sure it is, Yael. I guess there's just no way I can go jogging today.
Oh, so that's what this is all about.
No, really. What if my lungs freeze?
Actually, your body is designed so that by the time air reaches your lungs, it's been warmed up and moisturized by your nasal passages, your throat, and trachea. Besides, the blood supply in your lungs is so well developed that there's virtually no way they can freeze. The circulating blood keeps them nice and toasty.
Oh, yeah? So why does it hurt to breathe when it's really cold out?
Well, when the air is frigid, it doesn't warm up sufficiently before it reaches the airways leading to your lungs, and so it shocks the surrounding muscles and causes them to contract. This, in turn, causes your bronchial tubes to contract, too, which results in that tight, prickly feeling.
Sounds dangerous, especially when you're exercising and breathing through your mouth. What if my tongue freezes?
Well done. Unless you suffer from asthma, breathing in cold air won't hurt you. And you'd have to worry about frostbite to your fingers and toes long before worrying about your tongue freezing.